Onondaga County has one new confirmed case of COVID-19 since yesterday, for a total of 7. It's a male in his 30s, and the investigation is ongoing. As Central New Yorkers get tested, that means more results, positive or negative. That also translates to additional mandatory quarantines. In his update Thursday, County Executive Ryan McMahon said that means that 21 people currently under quarantine should not leave their home or apartment.
We're going to be here to help you. But there is a very real expectation that you are going to live up to your obligation to this community. You are under a mandatory quarantine for a reason, because you could be sick.
On that note, he says it's important to reduce the stigma of a positive result. McMahon says it's no one's fault, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Meanwhile, he continued to drive home the message of social distancing to prevent virus transmission, including among children.
We really need parents to step up here. I know that you got kids at home. They're going crazy already. I get it. I got 3 of them of my own. But we can't have all these play dates, and we can't have 20, 15 kids playing in basketball games. We got to break this up. We have to starve this virus. We need your leadership in this.
Officials have said playing at a park or playground is okay as long as kids practice social distancing. McMahon says he knows people are scared and that the virus has turned our lives upside down. But he also said it's important to watch our mental health and maintain a sense of humor. That's how he approached a profane email from a resident named Cameron at 2:24 a.m.
So I wanted to share this one. I thought this was really nice. Cameron, I know you're out there. This is his input. Your decisions to shut everything down suck, and you should be fired, stupid ass. So, Cameron, thanks for making me smile. I think a little humor right now goes a long way for our community's mental health.
McMahon continued to remind residents cooped up at home to order takeout or use one of the delivery services to keep restaurants and their supply chains busy. He also urged people to buy only what they need so stores have enough for others. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.